In the 18th century, Nevis was known as the mother of English levied gravies. A captain general ruled the group in the name of the king. But if he died suddenly, his interim duties devolved upon the governor of Nevis until the crown heard of its loss and made choice of another to fill that high and valued office. She had a council and a house of assembly, modeled in a miniature upon the House of Peers and Commons, and was further distinguished as possessing the only court in the English Antilles where pirates could be tried. The council was made up of 10 members appointed by the captain general, but commanded by its own particular and private governor. The freeholders of the island chose 24 of their members. To represent them in the House of Assembly, and the few chronicles of that day agree in asserting that Nevis, during her 100 proud years of supremacy, was governed brilliantly and well. But the careful administration of good laws contributed in part only to the celebrity of an island which today, still British as she is, serves but as a pedestal for the greatest of American statesmen. In these old days, she was a queen as well as a mother. Her planters were men of immense wealth and lived in the life of grandeurs. Their cane fields covered the mountain on all of its sides and subsidiary peaks, rising to the very fringe of the cold forest on the cone of volcano long since existent. The great houses, built invariably upon the eminence that